This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Luke chapter 19, Leroy tells how to increase your attention span to the Word of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, a friend of mine asked me to speak to a college crowd at the church where he was a pastor. There must have been a couple hundred kids in class that Sunday morning, but in the beginning they were very less than attentive. After some singing, a girl began to give the announcements, and the crowd immediately began whispering to each other. They were chatting back and forth, paying absolutely no attention to the speaker. After a few minutes, when my friend could take it no longer, he asked the girl to stop the announcements while he gave a word of exhortation to the class. After some not-so-gentle reminders about politeness and the art of listening, the girl continued her announcements to a more attentive group. As I have reflected on that incident, it has crossed my mind that we can treat the Lord like that if we don't make a special effort to be attentive when He speaks to us through His Word. Consider this incident recorded in Luke chapter 19, verses 47 and 48. Every day He was teaching at the temple. But the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill Him. Yet they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on His words. The expanded translation says all the people hearing Him were clinging closely to Him, hanging on His very words. Christian, that's the way you and I should be when we're reading the Bible. Too often we are like a man sitting on his screened-in porch in the middle of summer, leaning back in a chair. He puts his feet up on the old table, opens the Bible, yawns a time or two, and then begins to read. His mind wanders as he listens to the noises of summer. And after he has finished his Bible reading, he may not even remember what he has just read. Now, what I am about to say may sound a little strange to you, but over the years, I've developed a little practice that helps me listen more closely to the Spirit of God when I read the Word. I call myself to attention. As I open my Bible to read, I say something like, "Okay, Private Imes, listen up. Come to attention. The multi-starred general of the universe is about to speak to you." I have found that that attitude helps me marshal my thoughts and focus my attention on the Word of God. When we open our Bible, let's be at attention with our thoughts focused on what the Lord wants to say from His Word. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the high honor of being called a fool for the sake of Jesus Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.